This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Haley Cummings? Just a reminder, I'm not diagnosing anybody in this video, only speculating about what could be happening in a situation like this. If you enjoy this video, please like it, subscribe to my channel, and consider supporting me on Patreon. I'll put the link to Patreon in the description for this video. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the disappearance, then offer my analysis. Haley Cummings was born on August 17, 2003, and was raised in Putnam County, Florida. She was born with a disorder called Turner syndrome. Her father, Ronald Cummings, and her mother, Crystal Sheffield, were never married. Haley had a younger brother named Ron Jr. Her father, Ronald, had some negative interactions with law enforcement. In 2001, he was arrested for threatening to kill someone. He was arrested for drug possession in 2002, 2004, and 2005. Ronald's romantic relationship with Crystal disintegrated over the years. In 2005, Ronald won full custody of Haley and her brother. By February 2009, 5-year-old Haley was in kindergarten. She lived with her father, Ronald, and his 17-year-old girlfriend, Misty Jeanette Croslin. The family lived in a trailer on Green Lane in Satsuma, Florida. This is about an hour and a half south of Jacksonville. Now moving to the timeline of the disappearance. On February 9, 2009, 25-year-old Ronald Cummings picked up his 5-year-old daughter Haley from the school bus in the afternoon. At 8 p.m., Ronald went to work. Haley and her 3-year-old brother, Ron Jr., were being watched in Ronald's trailer by 17-year-old Misty Croslin. In addition to Misty and Haley, Misty's cousin may have been there as well. At 3:27 a.m., now on February 10, Misty called 911 to report Haley as missing. The police arrived at the trailer at 3:40 a.m. A massive search effort was initiated, but there was no sign of Haley. Here's the story that Misty supplied to investigators. Misty put Haley to bed sometime around 8 p.m. on February 9. Misty went to sleep herself sometime after 10 p.m. She woke up at about 3 a.m. on February 10 because she wanted to get a drink of water. She later changed her story and said that she needed to use the bathroom. But either way, she was awake and walking around the trailer. Misty walked into the kitchen and turned the light on. At this point, she noticed the back door of the trailer was open and the storm door had been propped open with a cinder block. She went to check on Haley and discovered that she was missing. Misty assumed that some type of quiet and nefarious intruder had kidnapped Haley. After Ronald came home from work, Misty called 911. The police were immediately suspicious of Misty. Parts of her story were not consistent with the evidence. The police were able to verify Ronald's alibi. He had been at work that night. Haley's mother, Crystal, also had an alibi, which was confirmed by the police. She was about 80 miles away in Glen St. Mary, Florida. Ronald and Misty spoke to the media several times as the authorities were looking for Haley. Some people believed that their emotional reactions were not congruent with the circumstances. Ronald believed that Misty was not involved in his daughter's disappearance, which made him seem gullible. On March 12, 2009, about a month after Haley went missing, Ronald and Misty married. The wedding was held in the yard of a friend's trailer. It was like a fairy tale. It's not clear why Ronald decided to get married. The police suspected that he was concerned about being charged for having a girlfriend who was only 17 years old when he was 25 years old. The magical romance that seemed destined to last forever only made it about 7 months. Ronald divorced Misty in October 2009. The couple may have been divorced, but that didn't completely stop them from spending time together. For example, in January 2010, Ronald and Misty were arrested for drug trafficking as part of an investigation that started before Haley disappeared. It appears as though they were captured on video trying to sell drugs to undercover officers. Ronald was sentenced to 15 years in prison. He was released after 12 years in October 2022. Misty was sentenced to 25 years in prison and is expected to be released in 2032. When she was in jail, Misty falsely accused her brother and her cousin of removing Haley from the trailer and putting her in the river. It appears as though Misty was trying to get herself out of trouble by falsely implicating others. She later admitted that she was lying about the accusation. Misty does not appear to be enjoying her extended prison vacation. She has been disciplined several times for offenses like possession of contraband and making threats. Ronald, on the other hand, cannot seem to get enough of prison. On December 25, 2022, Christmas Day, just 2 months after being released from prison, Ronald found himself in trouble again. Here's what the police said happened. Ronald crashed his Hyundai Sonata into a street sign. The police found him sleeping or unconscious with the motor running and a bottle of liquor in his lap. When they woke him up, Ronald tried to pull an officer's gun from the holster. Ronald was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer, trafficking oxycodone, possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, resisting an officer with violence, obstructing police by depriving means of communication, possession of marijuana, and drug equipment possession. During his arrest, Ronald allegedly asked the police, "You think I'm scared of prison?" It's a good thing for Ronald that he's not scared of prison. It appears as though he's going to be there for a long time. Now moving to my analysis. The case of Haley Cummings is a mystery. She was never found. It's not clear if she is alive or dead, but the police assume that she is dead. They believe this case involves foul play. Was Haley murdered? Did she die by ingesting drugs or due to her medical condition and someone disposed of her body? Was she really kidnapped by a mysterious intruder? It's also possible that Haley wandered off by herself. As far as people who could be involved in Haley's disappearance, there are many theories out there. One theory is that Misty could have been involved. It's worth noting that Misty has never been charged in connection with Haley's disappearance and denies involvement. The police never named Misty as a suspect, although it's clear that investigators believe that Misty knows more than she's saying. This brings me to the question, was Misty responsible for Haley's disappearance?
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nordfiliale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that Misty was responsible, starting with the inculpatory factors. By her own admission, Misty was the last person who saw Haley. Misty only called 911 after Ronald came home from work. Now, the timing of the discovery may have simply worked out this way, but it is suspicious that Misty was with Haley all night and just happened to discover her missing right around the time that Ronald came home. She didn't discover her missing at 10 p.m. or midnight or 2 a.m. It was 3 a.m. That's quite a coincidence. Before the police arrived, Misty took a shower. Misty told an officer that she woke up to get a drink of water, but later during an interview with a reporter, Misty said she woke up because she had to use the bathroom. Misty said that Haley was wearing a pink Hannah Montana shirt when she went to bed, but this shirt was found in the clothes hamper with dirty clothing. Misty then claimed that Haley must not have been wearing a shirt when she was kidnapped. Misty said that she washed Haley's blanket because there was urine on it, but there were a lot of dirty clothes in the trailer and hardly any detergent available. It did not look like washing clothes was a priority in that residence. It didn't look like washing anything was a priority. Misty said that she and the two children were in the same bed in the master bedroom. Later, Misty said that Haley was in her own bed, which was just a few feet away in the same bedroom. Misty explained this discrepancy by suggesting that Haley initially slept in her bed, then must have woken up and moved to her own bed. Misty's selection of bathrooms does not make a lot of sense. There was a bathroom in the master bedroom, but Misty said that she went to use the other bathroom near the living room. Why didn't she just use the bathroom that was right next to her? Misty said that she discovered the back interior wooden door was all the way open, but there were dirty clothes behind that door, which would have prevented it from being fully opened. In addition, the way the wooden door was mounted, it closed through the force of gravity. It would not have stayed open by itself. The storm door was propped open with a cinder block. There was an impression in the dirt next to a water tank in the backyard, which matched the cinder block. Misty claimed that the doors on the trailer were locked. This includes the back door. How did the mysterious intruder enter the trailer without forcing entry? What's more, how did the intruder grab Haley without waking anyone up, including Haley? Misty claimed that when she was searching for Haley, she looked under the beds. The mattresses were on the floor. There were no bed frames or box springs. Maybe she thought that Haley was very thin, like a piece of paper. Misty married Ronald a month after Haley disappeared. This seems to indicate that Misty did not understand how her behavior was being perceived by others. She had a lack of insight and a lack of empathy. Why was getting married a priority when Haley was still missing? Misty appeared to be focused only on her own desires. Furthermore, one has to question the judgment of anyone who would marry Ronald. Misty was eventually arrested for a serious crime unrelated to Haley's disappearance. She did not appear to have respect for the law. Misty falsely accused other people of murdering Haley and said they disposed of her body in the river. This further demonstrates Misty's tendency to be deceptive. Moving to the exculpatory factors, Haley's body was never found. Theoretically, she could still be alive. According to Misty's father, Misty left school in the sixth grade and was unable to read or write. Misty does not appear to be particularly clever. For example, when she was 15, she used a fake name to purchase a bus ticket to New Jersey. She was returned to Florida after being found by a social worker. So here we have someone who wanted to escape misery by going into New Jersey. Usually people do this by leaving New Jersey. Could somebody with Misty's decision-making skills have concealed the evidence if they were involved in Haley's disappearance? Investigators found a spot of Haley's blood on her bed, but that could have been deposited there at any time. A small quantity of blood was found in the drains in the trailer, but it could not be identified. It did not look like any violent struggle had occurred. The police said there was no smell of cleaning products in the trailer. Based on the condition of the trailer, this isn't surprising. Cleaning products were as welcome in that trailer as Alec Baldwin is at a gun safety convention. Many people related to or otherwise acquainted with Ronald and Misty had negative interactions with law enforcement. One of these people could have kidnapped Haley, intentionally killed her, or accidentally killed her. Maybe Misty was not involved, or she was simply covering for someone else. When considering all the evidence, do I think that Misty was involved in Haley's disappearance? In my opinion, I believe that she probably was, but I do not believe that there is enough evidence to charge her. Again, it's not even clear what happened to Haley. The lack of evidence in this case is problematic as far as potentially assigning blame. If Misty was not involved, she certainly did a terrible job of convincing people of her innocence. If she was involved, she was amazingly fortunate not to have left more evidence behind. Here's what I think happened in this case. This is just a theory, my opinion. Misty was a drug trafficking criminal who was impulsive, reckless, self-centered, and had a lack of empathy. Late on February 9, or early on February 10, Haley accidentally died while under Misty's care. Haley may have stumbled upon drugs and ingested them, but whatever the cause, she died from negligence, not from intentional murder. Misty had been exposed to enough criminals to understand how much trouble she would be in. She didn't commit murder, but she knew that she would still be going to prison for a long time. Misty disposed of Haley's body in the river about a quarter mile away. Misty had to walk through a lot of vegetation and mud on this trip, which is why she took a shower upon her return. She knew that when Ronald came home, she was going to have to explain why Haley wasn't there. She was not going to be able to delay longer than that. Misty decided to fabricate an intruder story. Even though she made a few mistakes trying to keep the story straight, she generally was effective enough to create a Misty haze. She tried to become misty-eyed when she was being interviewed, but her acting was a misfire. The police had more than a misty notion that she was responsible, but they missed their opportunity to catch her. Now the truth is obscured through the mist of time.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.